It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network, and you are about to enjoy Tucker's Tape on the Keystone Kickoff Show, and it is proudly brought to you by GoPSURV.com.
Yeah.
If you have any thoughts about an RV for any Penn State football game, whether it's a couple home games, you can even do an individual game, check out GoPSURV.com. They are the ticket to a fun weekend with an RV and Penn State football. All right, Ross, how you doing? First of all, good to have you in this week.
I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm glad to be a part of it. Let's do it.
We are going to talk about this week. Penn State this week earlier released its pre-fall camp roster, and that includes heights and weights for a bunch of dudes. And
I got to be honest,
you were
with you.
On it.
I love heights and weights.
I do too.
I don't know why. What is it about us?
I'm almost 40.
How old are you?
I'm 53 years old.
Yeah, and still, like, I'm into heights and weights.
I am too.
My wife makes fun of me, like, I'll say, like, I ask people all the time, not girls, but I ask guys all the time, like, how much do you weigh?
My wife all the time, how much do you weigh?
I ask guys all the time, though, how much do you weigh? I'm interested by it. I think it's interesting. Because also, people weigh more or less than you think sometimes looking at them.
They might.
And you know what the biggest failure people make is?
What?
Lower body. They don't look at lower body enough or take height into account enough. Height and people say how big they look at height kind of. They don't really look at lower body.
Right.
I also tell you, like, you see these guys, people are like, that guy plays football. Look at that guy. You know, like a big, like, bodybuilder guy. And I'll be like, no, he doesn't. Look at his legs. Because that's where all your power comes from.
So let's play it real quick. I would guess you weigh 231 pounds.
All right, I'll stand up real quick so you get the full, full effect.
He dropped a hint to this about how much weight he gained when he was on vacation. I don't know if you remember that.
I'd still say you're 225, 230.
Andy might not have been here that day.
Was it Dustin?
Andy might not have been here that day when I got back from
either
my
all inclusive. Either that or Andy just doesn't pay
attention. He's a former NFL offensive lineman. He's a big, tall dude. He's got, you know, still got sturdy shoulders.
6'4" and a half. And you think 231.
Yeah, that was
my... I know the answer, so I'm not...
Don't say it. Jim, you know the answer too?
Yeah.
Okay. This morning, it was 259.
Oh. Yeah. But so that says you carry your weight well.
Well, yeah, thank you. That's what I'm looking for.
Do you want to guess a 53-year-old, just for fun, real quick?
How tall are you?
5'9", maybe 5'10". But we shrink as we get older.
223.
No.
What?
I weigh 198 pounds.
What? I thought you, I know you said 5'9", but I think of you as taller than that.
We shrink as we get older.
Oh, man.
Let's talk about Penn State's heights and weights. That's just what that's
so that. So those 3 minutes were presented by
can't have them back.
Making
can't
me
have
feel
back.
Better about myself.
Can't get them back.
Making Andy.
You can't get him back.
Much, much worse.
Returning guys on the defensive line.
I was kidding. I meant 195. Anyway, go ahead.
Returning guys on the defensive line. The guys that are coming back. Keep in mind they lost their top three in the rotation from last year. They gained 150 pounds is the number that's come out. Can I throw a couple out there? Fred Hansar was the only 300-pounder when they did this prior to spring drills. Now they got like four or five guys over 300 pounds up there. Let's start there.
And let me tell you what I don't care about at all is total poundage. I mean, right. I read the story. It's a good story, but total poundage, that doesn't mean anything to me.
Doesn't mean anything.
I like looking at individual players and saying, first of all, Braylon Franklin gained 43 pounds.
He's a D-end.
Right. He's
moved
a D-end
from linebacker
now.
To D-end.
Well, he played like nose tackle in high school.
He essentially gained 20% of his body weight.
Yeah, now this is since when?
Since the beginning, after winter conditioning, before spring drills they did.
Honestly, I could if I went back to college for a few months and was on a weight program and the dining hall, I could gain 40. If you're challenging me to, I could do it.
All right.
So Robert Windsor gaining 23 is interesting to me. I think Windsor probably, I'm just going over the ones that were interesting to me. Robert Windsor gained 20. I think he probably played closer to 295 last year. And I think after winter conditioning and all the running they do, he lost. And then once that was over, he's – like, I don't believe that he really gained – 23 pounds
from his playing weight last year.
Yeah, he played at like 302 last year. And the only other thought I had was maybe the strength and conditioning staff looked at him and said, "Okay, we're going to remake your body a little bit. We're going to lean you out, and then we're going to get you back to 300 or 295. Maybe he'll play at 295, but it's going to be great weight for you. Maybe that'll help him." But yeah, he definitely went. They listed him at a little bit more than 300 last year when I saw him.
Yeah, he was not playing at 281.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. I was like, "What's going on there?" And I wonder what old Dwight Gault would say about that.
So, and then Shaka Toney gained 17. That's a lot as well. That's not a surprise. He was like 202 when he got there. Now he's 241. If I were coaching Shaka Toney, my emphasis would be on don't gain too much.
Right.
Be what you are.
Be what you are.
Be what you are. You are an athletic edge rusher. They're probably not going to play you on rundowns that much anyway. Right. Right. So I would really want to make sure that he kept his athleticism, which made him special. And then, you know, the other one that jumped out to me, I guess, I like Journey Brown putting on some weight. Darian is another position switch guy, so that's not surprising. Antonio Shelton, though, gaining 13 pounds to 308. And that's a guy, Bob, that it sounded like they felt like he had a good spring, and he's probably the third guy now, isn't he?
Yeah, they really liked him. He did all kinds of good things in the weight room and winter conditioning, and I think there's no question if he's healthy, he's going to be in Sean Spencer's rotation. One cautionary note about Shaka Toney at the end of spring, James Franklin basically admitted they fudged his weight last year at 225. He was nowhere near it. So I'm just saying, if he's at 240, he's going to be a problem this year if he can hold it. But I just hope they're not.
And still move.
Yeah. I just hope they're not fudged. Because I think that he can hold 235, 240 on that frame very easily. And that extra strength will just enable him to do a couple different things. But I just hope he's actually somewhere close to 240.
If he's that weight, he has potential to be the next guy. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show. And this Tucker's Tape segment is being brought to you by GoPSURV.com. If you want an RV for a Penn State game, check them out. GoPSURV.com.
And we'll let you know which game I'll go to. Go ahead.
Before you get to a couple more of the guys on your list, I just want to throw a couple true freshmen at you along the D line, and then we'll pretty much be done with the D line guys. PJ Mustafer comes in at 305. Judge Culpepper, 296 pounds at 6'4".
Yeah.
They're already big.
Tackle.
Yeah.
There was debate whether he was a D end or D tackle.
Yeah, now you know.
He's a D tackle. Some of the other ones, Nick Tarburton being up 10 pounds, they move him to D end, doesn't surprise me. He was fighting to lose weight to try to stay at linebacker. Kevin Givens up 8, I see it. Will Fries at 312, that's kind of the natural progression of his body type. Going into redshirt sophomore year, 312 is a great place to be for what, 6'7". By the way, Zach Kuntz up to 239, the true freshman tight end from Camp Hill. He still is the leanest looking 239 pound player in the history of college football.
Yeah, but he's 6'8".
It's unbelievable. So here's the one that really was interesting to me. I really wanted to talk about this. This is my idea, right? Connor McGovern is up 6 pounds to 326.
I know what he's thinking.
I know what he's saying.
I went through. This is research. I get extra credit for this. I went through the last 3 years. Not a single center got drafted over 320. And in fact, none of them are even over 315. Most centers are between like 295 and 310. So the fact that he was 320 and he goes to 326, you can be a center at that weight. It's just hard to do. Like, they want you to be able to reach a nose sometimes. They want you to get up on linebackers a lot. You get along against a lot of four-man fronts. You get up on linebackers, 326, it's really tough to move as well. Like, the guy is a guard. His body type is a guard. He and Gonzalez are 325-pound, 330-pound hammers. Mennett's up to 306, but Mennett's like a 300 to 305 lean center. I don't know if Mennett has it, you know, is ready to play center, but I'm just saying, body type-wise, Mennett screams center, and McGovern, 326.
Screams guard.
I think he'd be the heaviest center in the NFL.
Now, he is unusually tall for an interior lineman, is he not? Like, isn't he like 6'5"?
There's more that are 6'4", 6'5", than you realize.
Yeah.
But yes. But even though if they are 6'5", they're like a lean 305. I like, by the way, Jonathan Thomas getting up to 221 just to give Penn State
a slam back.
A running back that maybe can hit it up in there. I mean, Ricky Slade doesn't even weigh 200 pounds, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't know what Miles is at right now. And they probably said to Jonathan Thomas, your chance is to be Andre Robinson, is to be the powerful guy that we bring in certain situations. Another two that jumped out to me. You know, Etor Gross-Matos putting on 5. That's kind of what you would expect. A lot of these, when it's just 5 or 6 pounds for guys that are redshirt freshmen, stuff like that, that's what you expect. The other ones, though, a couple guys losing weight jumped out to me. Jan Johnson, realizing that he's plenty physical enough and he's plenty powerful enough, but he lost 5 pounds in the spring. 236 to 231 because he knows he's deficient in natural athleticism, right? He doesn't run as well as the other guys. So why not lose 5 pounds and help me run a little bit better than I am right now? And then the Buchholz thing, this is about as surprised as I've been about a player at Penn State in a while. I would have bet the farm when I watched his high school tape that he'd be a D tackle, that he would grow into being a D tackle. He lost 6 pounds. He went from 264 down to 258. Like, he is really – he's playing the end. He wants to play the end.
Exactly right.
And he's trying to do whatever he can to be the most athletic D end he could possibly – because he's 6'6", right?
Yeah.
A good 6'6".
He's a giant.
I mean, 6'6", 258 is lean.
Yeah.
He is lean and mean and, I mean – it makes it less likely that he'll move in, Bob. We talked about, I thought he was a lock to move inside in obvious passing down. And he can still, but he's not the bigger kid, thicker kid that I thought he was going to grow into.
Real quick, two that jumped out to me that you guys have not mentioned, and I'm calling it right now. Tommy Stevens is up to 235 at 6'5". He's up to 235. Justin Shorter weighed in 6'4". 226.
I saw that.
And you know how he can run. You know what he did on the track and in track and field when it comes to sprinting. I'm telling you, this guy might be my second. I don't even know. He's a man crush. I'm telling you right now. If he's 6'4", 226 as an 18-year-old, like, he's poised to do some great things this year if he stays.
Well, and they're also going to have to try to work to keep his weight down. What? I mean, you don't want to be 235 pounds playing receiver.
Yeah.
All right. That'll do it for Tucker's Tape. We went all full geek out on the weights, and we loved it. Stick with us. Your questions, his answers. Ask Ross is next.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.